It is Monday on Daily Delivery. Michael Rand here. Patrick Royce joins me as usual on Mondays. Patrick, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I watched a lot of golf yesterday, watched a little basketball, Wisconsin and Illinois. Had a full hardcore couch potato day yesterday, man. I couldn't be, I barely wiggled off the couch. Just looked at my phone and checked out scores and watched what was on TV. So yeah, it was a great Sunday to do nothing. Not, you know, it's really nice that I've been sober for 40 some years and I don't have to worry about St. Patrick's Day. It just it comes and goes. I have no moral obligation as a full-blooded Irishman with a German name to get hammered on St. Patrick's Day anymore. So that's great. It's very relaxing. So
I could go for a couch potato day one of these days. I don't get a
Yes,
lot of
I'm
those
sure.
these days. We're running around with the kids, doing a bunch of stuff. I did watch a little bit yesterday. As long as you get your Diet Coke, you'll be okay,
Yes,
right?
I am, and I'm good. I'm good. Got one going right now. It's
Perfect.
Pretty good morning. So,
basketball was interesting, right? Let's start with the NCAA. Obviously, they picked the brackets yesterday. That's a huge national, international story, so we can get to kind of the big picture implications. But the interesting thing locally probably was, Ben Johnson's Gophers getting an NIT bid, but also just the strangeness, and we knew this even going in that this was going to happen, but Dan Munson's Long Beach State squad and Richard Pitino's New Mexico team getting into the tournament. Munson's quite improbably, basically,
Yes,
he and Long Beach State basically what mutually agreed to
yes, just like he
separate.
mutually agreed here to leave after seven games into that last season. That was a they don't they have a hard time saying we fired somebody, but
They
Long
do.
Beach State fired him but let him stay for the till the end of the year, and now they win the Big West championship and
The
they're
Mountain
in the
West, yeah.
tournament,
Yeah,
which
it's
is
amazing. Big
he had a
West.
pretty good run out there, though. What, 18 years, right? I think 18
Yeah,
years,
he
is
went
it?
here pretty. He went there pretty. Did he go there right
Yeah,
away after he left here?
almost. I think he started the next year out there.
I think he did,
So,
yeah.
it was a long run for him. And he's probably been in the tournament three, four times out there. You know, they had one time. You know who their original coach that made him prominent was, don't you? Jerry Tarkanian
That's right. Yeah,
was
that's
there
right.
before he went to. Before he went to Vegas, and they always said that the NCAA was the guy from UCLA, the UCLA AD was powerful in the athletic director, was powerful in the NCAA, and they did everything. They got the investigators after Long Beach State, and then the guy did everything he could to get Tark the UNLV job because he didn't want. You know, if you go back and look at the dynasty, UCLA ended up playing all their games at Pauley Pavilion to get to the tournament all the time,
Right.
you know, and they basically, hey, this is back when it was a 25-26 team tournament, but Long Beach took them into overtime once, and that almost killed the UCLA dynasty. So anyway, Long Beach, and they had a good history, and then they kind of got mediocre, but Munson's been out there a long time, and you know, that school is, that's pretty funny. He's gotta be laughing when he takes his team into the tournament like that.
I would think so. I would think
And
so. And I thought
what surprised me, though, but
they were a four seed. They couldn't have been that bad this year. Jeez.
Yeah, right. I don't know why they just decided that to get rid of him. Maybe attendance has gotten down to nothing out there or something. I would imagine they don't get much attention anymore. That league has gotten, you know, smaller and goofier, and it's not much of an attraction anymore. So I don't know what it is. But as far as Richard Pitino, there are people saying he had to win the tournament to go to
NCAA.
NCAA, which really surprised me because, you know, they had a really bad February, but they were still fifth in that league. And they had a lot of, you know, once they beat Boise and Colorado State, Boise was like a highly rated team, and Colorado State got in the tournament too. So once they beat those two teams, I I thought he was in anyway, but I guess not. And the what they were saying last night is St. John's was the last team out, our first team out. So his old man, that him make winning the tournament knocked his old man out of the tournament is Rick Pitino. But I'm not sure that's true or not. But I was surprised they were, that bubblicious, that
Yes.
they needed the thing to win it. He did have a horrible, I usually follow him. He had a
Yeah.
horrible loss in
I was going to
February. They
say.
lost at home to Air Force, which won two games in the
Okay.
conference all year.
Okay.
And that one, I don't know, maybe he got punished for a bad, it seemed more than ever, which I agree with, that the committee looked at your non-conference schedule. If you had a
Yeah.
horrible non-conference schedule, they marked you down. And of course, the Gophers had the worst, but they were
Right.
not
They weren't
candidate
contenders
of
by the
anything.
end, yeah.
But I don't think New Mexico played much of a non-conference schedule either, so I don't know. But anyway, Richards beats San Diego State in the final the other day. Beat them pretty handily too. This certainly isn't as good a team as Brian Dutcher had last year, but they're still San Diego State. So, but that league gets six teams
Amazing.
in the NCAA tournament, and the Big East got three. So it's the Big East is going nuts, and we were talking about it before we came on here. I've read six colleges: Pittsburgh and St. John's, Indiana, other Miss Ole Miss, which I didn't know was a bubble team at all.
Right.
But six teams told the NCAA no thank you. I mean, the
And
NIT,
NIT,
no
yeah.
thank you. But the NCAA runs that. And
Right.
ESPN can't be too happy that six of these more prominent teams. But then again, that's probably the reason the Gophers even got into the NIT was that six teams bailed out because the Gophers were fringe even for the NIT, I think.
Yeah, that's good. that result for them is probably just fine this year. They get to go, and the women got into the women's NIT as well.
Mike.
Yes.
There's 68 teams in the women's NCAA.
Yes.
Then there's this new tournament that they
Yes.
created with 32 teams,
Right.
right? And then the NIT, I believe, has got 164 teams. I mean, it's 64 teams.
Okay.
There are
Let's
62 teams. 60, they got what, 64 teams. So we made the top 164 here.
You know what?
So
Hey,
what?
it's we can at the end of the day, all a coach has to say is we were in the postseason. They were in the postseason, right?
Yeah,
It doesn't.
and see, because they started, because there was all the complaints about not the women not being treated as fairly
Right.
when they had the pandemic tournament, and they put the women in like a high school gym,
Right.
in terrible facilities. That's when they developed this tournament that they have their own, which is their version of the NIT, which they own now,
Right.
the women's version. But the women's version of the women WNIT, which used to be private, is now still running. So we made that one. We made the third tournament, but the first that came after 100 teams got selected by the NIT. So I wouldn't say we should have a parade for that. Listen, though. Any tournament you can go to after you've played two games in a row in which you lost by 104 points
Yes.
total, you should take it as it's
Yes.
quite a
Yes.
treat, that's for sure.
So I was just reminded of when Pam Borton's Gophers, and it was 2012. I was looking it up quick. They won the WB. They were WBI champions that year, and
Were we really? Oh, that's right.
that was back when that was the third tournament. You had
Third
the
tournament, that's right.
WNIT, and then you had the WBI, and I don't even think they had a winning record going into it, but they
Now,
ended up
those
winning that
tournaments, you
tournament.
used to have to pay to get in, basically.
Yes.
You had to, all the
Right.
expenses were covered by you.
Right.
And that's why a lot of teams didn't want to play it. But I forgot that Pam left here as the proud champion of the WBIA. So, WBI.
I have not looked to see if is there a banner hanging for that
I
in.
don't
I don't
know
know if
if
there's
we
a
got one.
WBI champs banner in the in
I
Williams Arena. I'd have
don't
to look
know
for
if there
that.
is. I know we lost one of our W that we lost one of our NIT banners with the
Oh
Gophers,
yeah.
right? M one too, but they took one down. I don't know which one it was. So must have been the second one, right? Must have been the
Yes.
second one.
Well, speaking of taking banners down, the Munson getting in reminded me that this is 25 years since the scandal broke, which really, the academic fraud scandal really broke like right on the eve of that 99 NCAA tournament. And obviously, it was stuff that predated that by years, but that was, the beginning of Munson coming here because they beat the Gophers in the first round. The Gophers, suspended a whole bunch of players. Clem
Great
suspended a bunch of
players, yeah.
players. He ends up getting the axe, and they hire Munson. Munson went on that run with Gonzaga that year and winds up here. And probably in retrospect, wasn't the greatest career move.
No,
Gonzaga's maybe been a better program over the last
maybe,
25
yeah, a little bit.
years.
But here's the deal: if Clem doesn't have to suspend those players, Munson gets beat in the first round.
Yes.
He they played him tough without three of their guys,
Yes, the game was close, yeah.
and so he probably beats Gonzaga, and Munson stays out of Gonzaga, and then maybe they never become Gonzaga. Who
Yeah,
knows?
that's true.
But I think Mark Few was his assistant,
He
wasn't he?
was,
Wasn't he
correct.
assistant? Yeah.
Correct.
So he came here, and we were, I think we considered it quite a triumph. And I had covered the regional when they got to the final against UConn, which had Khalid Al-Amin, our guy, and who once Connecticut, and Khalid was supposed to be a Gopher, right? Remember, he
Yes.
committed to the Gophers originally,
It
and
was like a
then
sophomore, yeah.
UConn was believers in NIL before it was popular. Back then, UConn would take pretty good care of you with Calhoun, and so they got Khalid, and of course that changed everything here. If Khalid had stayed here and the
Right.
scandal hadn't popped, they would have had a the Gophers would have had a hell of a run. So yeah, everything's intertwined there,
Yes.
and but they. Munson got here, and I think it was for the time, it was a pretty good hire at
The
the
great
end
of that
of it.
area.
And he was, 2, 3 years later, we were still expected to give him benediction because of the scandal and it affected recruiting. And I think they didn't, weren't they, didn't it cost them one or two players a year or something,
Yeah,
scholarships for a
scholarships were
while?
scholarship reduction and just, national perception. I mean, there's no doubt it was a factor.
And of course, now, 25 years later, I mean, George Dorman won a Pulitzer Prize for that
Right.
dang thing. Now, 25 years later, yeah, what the hell? It's
Yes,
by
attitudes have changed, haven't they?
well, plus the tutorings has gotten you. If
Yes.
you have got to be a guy who never opened a file to read anything in your life to be ineligible now. They hand carry everybody through. Back then, best we could do was she wasn't even a tutor, Jan Gangelhoff. She was she was just a kind of a secretary. The best we could do for getting papers written back then was poor old Jan. Now you could just, I said though, back then you could just go on the internet and get all that stuff and print it out. Just make sure, there was. We were just getting started then,
Right.
what the internet's, as one of our great men said. But
Yes, a lot of
there
stuff
was
on
this
there.
one site where you could order an A paper, a B paper, or a C paper. So I always said, make sure if you're a dummy, don't order the A paper. Print out the B paper, and everything's fine. So yeah, it was we were all outraged to the point that I named Clem my Turkey of the Year that year, but that's
Yes.
been vacated. By the
That's
way,
right.
when you look at the
That's right.
list, I have
Yes.
vacated that award. I'm all in on Clem. The hell with that scandal. I'm not embarrassed by it at all. So
So
all these years
he
later.
was a great he was a great he was a great coach. I mean, he
Oh
was.
God, yes, he was, yeah, and they all loved it. I mean, not all of them loved him. I mean, the whole thing started when he threw Rush Archambault off the team, the kid
Right.
from South Dakota who had some issues, and she that his there were people close to him who were upset about
Sure.
this, and they were friends of Gangelhoff and the whole thing. But that was stupid of him too to fire Gangelhoff, which was, she was a secretary and she knew where the bodies were buried, and
Yes.
he probably shouldn't have done that. But He seemed like, he felt like he was pretty bulletproof back then, after having gone to the Final Four in 97, and was still good, still going good. The arena was still full. We've never recovered from not having Clem. We've
Right.
never been as good in these 25 years. And you know how coveted you are as a place to have a basketball tournament when you get to the NIT by default, basically, but they put you on the road.
Yes.
They don't, they know if they bring an NIT game here, it would draw 1,200 people. So
Yes.
they don't do that anymore. Although the NIT, with the NCAA running it, it's not quite as phony baloney as who got to play at home back when it was an independent operation. So we used to get home games. That was the greatest Bracken Clem feud
Dennis
of
Bracken,
all,
yes.
when Clem decided he'd played nothing but road games when they were redoing Williams Arena, and he'd played to what to
Are they at
get
Met
to
Center, right?
At New York, he played two at Met Center and one
Yeah.
at Target Center. But Dennis, those were road games.
He's like.
And Dennis used he and Dennis, he'd be go to one of their press conferences, and they'd be arguing with each other, and he
Right.
couldn't get any. He couldn't. Dennis, shut up. Let us ask Clem a question
Got
here, will
questions for Clem. We don't need to sit and argue with him.
you? Yeah, right. They'd be arguing
Well,
all the time. So Clem was a great character.
I remember I must have been 98 when I was a student, and I remember they made the NIT that year. It was the year after the
Yeah, they
NCAA.
want it. Yeah.
But there was they hosted the NIT game to go to the NIT Final Four. So I think it was like the last game before they went to Madison Square Garden. I was a student still back then. Went to the game with friends, and it was like, I don't think the arena was sold out, but I feel like there was like 10,000 people there. They played Marquette. It was a great game. Like, the atmosphere was
Yeah.
great. Sam Jacobson had this amazing putback dunk, if I'm remembering things right.
Oh
I
yeah.
it was
Well,
something else.
when they won the first time in '92, I think they played Georgetown and Big John in the finals, and it was great. It was we two of us, at least two of us, went to New York to cover it, And it was a big deal back then. But not any that they I think the NCAA was 64 teams by then too.
Oh yeah.
Although it might have been. They went from 25 to 32 to 40 to then, but that all happened. And then they expanded to 64. So that all happened within the 5 or 6 year period that they kept
Yeah.
expanding. So,
I think they expanded to 64 in like, let's see, like 1985, something like that. I can't remember exactly when it
right,
was.
like that. And it happened quick. But what you gotta, what people don't remember is, back in the day, you had to win the conference. You didn't get in, it
Right.
was 10-25. That was into the mid-70s. You still had to win the conference. So when Mussey went, they only went because they were the Big Ten champs in
Wow.
72. So that was a different deal. Now they're talking about 96. I think they'd really ruin it, don't you?
No, that's
I'm
too
not going to
many.
sit around and I'm not going to sit around and fill out a bracket. Oh, I'm not going to fill one out anyway, but
No.
68 is stupid, but if you go to 96, you're all of a
That's
sudden
way too many.
you can't even have a camera there to see people get happy, right? When they do, if they go to
Right. There's no
96, but
snubs at 96. If you didn't get into
no, you got to
96,
have
you'd.
snobs. You got to have people complaining.
Right.
Yeah, or,
There's no
it's,
snubs if there's 96. There's just,
part
I
of it
mean.
is Rick Pitino at St. John's, having
Yeah.
the turnaround season and saying. St. John's, which basically made the NIT what it was for decades, back out in New
Oh,
York,
yeah.
where it was the second tournament, they were the home team basically, and him saying, "No, we're not going. Where you snubbed us, and we earned the right to go to the NIT, and they didn't put us in, and we're not going." And as we said earlier, there's like six of those teams that said, "Nope, we're not playing in it."
If not for this, Minnesota, the Patino Munson angle, I probably would be more interested in the women's tournament than the men's tournament. I can name more prominent women's players in the game these days than the men's tournament. You know, obviously, Iowa gets a one seed. Like that should be a great tournament. Like, the men's tournament just doesn't, it's lost so much just over the years for whatever, you know, various reasons. It's not what it used to be by any stretch.
No, it's not. It's I don't know. I think the men's tournament is the glamour teams aren't as glamorous is the big problem because they don't stay. I mean,
Yeah.
Duke, when Duke was first winning, they were all seen. Grant Hill played 4 years there, for goodness sakes, you know.
Imagine that
Grant
these
Hill,
days.
Leightner played 4 years there. Those guys were all, if somebody left early, it was, and it was, oh my God, what's he doing?
Right.
And so that's, we don't know who they are. They come and go, and then they, the Gophers finish a season of, oh, I'd say semi-promise,
Yeah.
Who's gonna be back?
We don't
Christy
know.
Kidd. Christy Kidd's probably gonna go to some NIL thing, and obviously Olaf Joseph, I don't know what happened there. I guess he was hurt and they didn't play, but who's gonna stay? Who's gonna stay?
Yeah.
Dawson Garcia is gonna try to go play someplace, I would think Europe or someplace. So they're gonna have to put this back together all over again, I would guess. So, and Izzo, the fraud that he is, he comes back and they should be the Big Ten favorites next year. I these coaches, these coaches that get so big that they then perform benediction over other people's programs make
Right.
me puke. Knight was that way. Krzyzewski, oh, they were, that's a great, let me congratulate this team, and drives me crazy. I remember the Dutch told me this story that sometime, probably in the early 80s, or maybe 80, 81, Sid comes walking down the hallway with Bobby Knight, and Bobby Knight wants to, Sid's got Bobby, and Bobby's going to come in. The Gophers had beaten him by or lost to him by like two or three, a
Okay.
real. And Bobby was going to go in and tell the Gopher team how well they'd played. And Dutcher said, Sid, when Bobby was standing there, he says, Sid, you tell Bobby I talked to my team, not another coach. I mean, and
Yeah.
that was the, oh good, Bobby's going to anoint us
Right,
that
right.
we played courageously against them. So and that's what Izzo's doing. I used to like Izzo, but he's gotten to the point that he's now this iconic character
Right.
who can sit and complain incessantly about the officials, but then tell you how good your program is getting. So anyway, that's my deal on Izzo. So,
Yes. Let's
and he got in. They were marginal for the tournament, but they ended up, they got like a seven seed or something. So I guess they weren't on the bubble. So
No, they find that they're in, you know, to their credit, they usually play better at the end of the
that's
year than the
right.
beginning. So
Well,
it's
the
a
other thing is they're probably being rewarded for playing everybody in the non-conference
Yeah.
schedule too.
Yeah.
They always play the toughest
Yes.
non-conference schedule in the country. So,
MGM Wine and Spirits is the choice for savings, service, and a great selection of spirits, pre-mixed cocktails, wines, and of course, ice-cold beers and hard seltzers. With over 30 locations throughout the Twin Cities and beyond, there's an MGM near you. Head to mgmwineandspirits.com to find a convenient location in your area. Get social. Follow MGM on Facebook and Instagram for all the latest news and trends. Make great moments with MGM Wine and Spirits, your locally owned and operated choice for over 50 years. Save time, save money. Shop MGM.
Let's talk Vikings a little bit, Patrick, because I think this time last week, it feels like, you know, long feels like longer ago. We didn't even know that Kirk Cousins was going to Atlanta for sure the last time we talked. We
Yeah, that's
thought he
right.
was,
Monday
but it
we
happened, you know, a
it happened about 2 hours later,
few
maybe
hours
that
after
we
we
got
talked,
done
few hours
talking.
after this went online. Yeah, it was he made his decision, and then the whole cascading effect. You know, the Vikings sign Sam Darnold to a 1 year deal. They've made a trade already to get another first round pick. They signed a bunch of defensive guys. They signed Aaron Jones. I think you and I are on the same page. We like Aaron Jones, right?
Oh, I love him. He's great. I'd take him over Dalvin Cook when Dalvin was at his best,
Yes.
and I like him because he catches the ball. And I don't know what the Packers were doing. Why do
I
they
don't
want
either.
the power back from the Raiders? I don't get it. They had
Young,
him. If they
younger, but
wanted,
younger's not always better.
they wanted that guy. They had him already. They had the big tank.
Dillon,
yeah, right. They had a tank, if that's what they want. But it must have got real personal over there because they ended up paying Jacobs more money than they were going to pay Jones. So it obviously got personal because Jones was supposed to make 17 and they wanted him to take, what, about seven
like
or eight?
Half that, yeah. I think they wanted him to take half.
Half. So he came here for a cut.
Less than half,
And I think he wanted to come here and, you know, that's
a great tradition of sticking it to the Packers by going to the Vikings.
You know, praising the Vikings has always come very difficult for me, but I think they've done wonderful the last week. I love everything they've done. And if Hunter was going to make that kind of money, I don't want him at $20 million a year.
24?
$24 million a year. And I don't know. Are they getting cold feet on Jefferson? What are they waiting for? He wants more than 30,
Ben,
right?
Well, Ben has said all along that feels like probably like a training camp deal, not a right now deal. So, but you know, you never know how everybody feels, and we do know that Jefferson was definitely team Cousins, right? He'd said enough last year. It's not like he's going to hold out for Kirk Cousins, but that's the guy who threw him almost all the passes that he was, you know, doing the thing. So I don't think he's like Kirk or nothing. He knows there's other quarterbacks that can get him the ball.
He knew he had a good quarterback.
Yes, he knew he had a good quarterback.
Yeah, and you know, he threw him the passes, but I don't think it's you know, he's got hurt last year, right? He gets hurt again this year.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't take his deal, if he doesn't get his deal now, he gets hurt again. All of a sudden, it's not going to be the highest paid wide receiver in the history of football. So he better, you know, if they're going to give me 32 a year for about 5 years with some, you know, and most of it guaranteed, I'm certainly going to take that if I'm him. So I don't know. But here's the deal. How high can they get with a 23rd? Your man Judley and I got in an argument about this. I don't think they can get to the top three with that, with those two picks.
No, not with just those two picks.
Not with just those two picks. But, you know, obviously they can probably get the eight or seven and get the fourth guy. They can get McCarthy now if they want him, I would think.
I don't even know. It's quarterbacks are weird, right? They go up the board so fast. Now Denver definitely needs one. And so you're wondering, like, is someone, like, they keep talking about you got to get to five now in order to make sure you get the next one. But we're also, you know, here's the thing, like, you hear, like, maybe New England at three is willing to talk a little bit. And, you know, I think to get that, you
got
to do
that. Who they got, though? They can just let their quarterback go. They don't have a player.
I don't know why they would do that. They signed Jacoby Brissett to a 1-year deal. Like he's a bridge. He's a bridge. Of course, we know what he is. Yeah. But he's fine. He can start for a year. But yeah, I don't know why any of those teams in the top three would trade their picks. So
no, I don't either.
11 and 23 can get you up pretty high. Probably can get you to five or close to five, maybe with a little bit else. So then you can get McCarthy if you like him, or if three is in play, then, you know, that's probably Drake May. Like that's what you want, right? That's more of a known commodity. I just don't know why New England would ever do that unless they were
They'd want Drake May.
You would think so.
Is LSU guy going to go second now?
Yes.
Then,
yes. It sounds like he would go second now. That sounds like that's who
really?
Washington likes. Yes.
Okay. All right. But well, they want the athlete. They tried the athlete in the past. How that worked with Robert Griffin, but
it worked
anyway,
good until he got hurt. But yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then they had to turn to Kirk full circle.
Kirk, that's right. But I don't know. I think the Vikings. We're getting so much information that's probably not true. But they supposedly love McCarthy too. So the Vikings.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got to think this gets them close. Gets them to eight or so, I would think.
23 and 11 gets them pretty far up, yeah. And they should get some draft pick compensation for the free agents they're losing this year. So there's something. So they're, you know, even though they've given
up. That's weird, though. When you go out and sign pretty much free agents to replace all those guys, that doesn't count against you?
Yeah, I don't know how it all works. I think there's I don't know what the formula is. There's something there. I don't know exactly how it all shakes out. We'll have to see what the, but I think that makes them a little less worried about dealing away stuff from next year? Because they've already traded. Well, they already traded their next year number two, their two pick for that. You know, they traded this
no
year's two.
There's no doubt that they're doing this to, you know, people say that like they might want to move up. Well, hell yes, they do.
Yes, that's
why they're looking for a quarterback. They're not going to tie their wagon to Sam Darnold for the rest of their lives. You know, it's saddened to me because I was rooting for Nick Mullins to be the crazy Nick was my, I love Nick, but
he's still under contract, I think.
Yes,
so, you know.
Maybe I don't think they'll keep him, but
no.
Anyway, yeah, it was interesting. I think they did well. And I people have been rushing to make a determination on Kwesi too. He had a lousy first draft. Okay.
Right.
But, he has now gotten himself out of salary cap hell.
Right.
You know, so let's congratulate him for that. If they've been listening to the Rand Ball podcast,
yes,
this is the Ricey strategy from day one. You got to get rid of the guy making $40 million, who ended up making $50 million.
Yes.
And you'll go get your quarterback of the future.
Yes.
And this is what we've been saying.
Yes.
I haven't even written about this because everybody else is, but what was ever the logic of keeping him?
I don't know.
We've
been on the same page this whole time. Like this seemed obvious, and I think it was to Kwesi too. Like in the end, he was like, no, we're not going to keep doing
by
this.
By the way, it was obvious to O'Connell. All he was saying about Kirk is BS, in my opinion.
Okay.
BS. He didn't want him back either. He's not going anywhere with him. He's a young man. He's still the youngest coach in the league, I think. He wants a quarterback that can take him someplace. I think the stuff you're reading, like Florio or somebody saying, weeks ago, they're committed to getting their quarterback that they can win with their own. It's not going to be Pat Mahomes, but some version of Pat Mahomes that you can have for 10 years. And
half of those cheap.
Yeah. So, and then you can surround him and Hunter is, I don't think there's ever a chance he was coming back either. Do you? Even before you found out what the price was.
Right.
I wouldn't pay him.
No.
I wouldn't pay him 18, much less 24.
Well,
so,
they basically swapped edge rushers with the Texans, essentially. They got Grenard instead.
And they got a cheaper one,
Cheaper, younger guy who's a better run stopper.
You know, you never know how things are going to turn out because injuries show up. But if the injuries don't show up, they did really well since the season ended, in my opinion.
Yes, and they winning the offseason is almost as important as winning the season these days, at least for the fan base.
Yes.
Like people are excited now. I think this has been a fun offseason. Think if they would have signed Cousins, how boring this would be. This is fun.
God,
now we got months of draft speculation. We got quarterback battle now during the training camp, stuff like that. This is going to be years of fun for us.
Yes, it is. And I think you have you can look and say, yes, they can go someplace in a couple of years. They can go someplace. They bring back Kurt, they can't do anything, and they're not going anyplace. You know, so that's my theory. You know.
I agree with that.
There's a lot of people who want to see him win the Super Bowl. I don't. I want to when I go to my grave, I want that still to be hanging over our heads because it's so much fun. I've always said that the Cubs proved to me you don't want to win. The Cubs are no fun anymore.
Right.
They're expensive.
Right.
They have expectations.
Yep.
You know, the Vikings suffering, that's something for us to hang our hats on here. So,
yes.
Yes, but anyway.
It's part of our identity. It's part of our identity. It's our identity here. The Cubs lost their identity.
They have, I'll let them go to the Super Bowl again. I mean, getting a little embarrassing. One for the thumb before I'm gone. You know, I want one for the thumb. So
I was 2 months old the last time they went to the Super Bowl, Patrick. 2 months old. Think about that. I'm 47 now. It's been that long. Like, there can't be that many teams that have been.
Hell, I was 30.
Gee, right?
I was a young man. I was still drinking, for God's sake, when they went to the last Super Bowl. So it's, that's more embarrassing than never having won one.
It kind of
that
is.
Haven't been there since the 77 game, the 76 season, right?
Yes, and it was. My favorite thing is Kwesi kept saying, we kept saying Kirk Cousins was a quarterback who could get us to the Super Bowl. If you thought he could get you to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't have let him go. Like, what are you saying? No. Why do you keep saying this?
Why do we have to keep pandering to him?
I don't know. We don't need
how
to.
About the dummy? How about the dummy talking about all the people he met in right. the Atlanta facility right. before he can possibly...
Yes.
That's going to end up costing him like a third round draft choice
yes,
or something. Probably.
It probably is. It probably
yeah,
is.
What a dumb God. He's a. I do think that a lot of, he's up there without his shirt on saying, let's go Skol or some damn thing, whatever it is.
Right.
And he does it. He does the let's play hockey and all that. And I think people thought, that this was all. He didn't want anybody to be mad at him when he left, I think. I don't know what the deal was, but he's, more power to him. Atlanta will woe the day that they did this, in my opinion, because they're not that close either, I don't think. So,
well, it was just such a strange career arc. Like, what quarterback of his, relative regard and then, statistical prowess, and he's an above average quarterback. Like, what quarterback like that reaches free agency twice in a career and is just allowed to walk away to another team? Like, two teams have had him, at a relative point in his career where he was still going to be productive and said, no, we're good. We're going to move on now.
What is he now? The second most money in NFL history?
He's
got to
be up there.
He's a
Hall of Fame businessman.
His agent, forget Scott Boris.
McCartney.
I want Mike McCartney to be my agent.
Yes.
God almighty, what unbelievable. I mean, Scott's still got two pitchers out there who can't get deals, Snell and Montgomery. McCartney to have some team falling all over him to sign him. So. Anyway, goodbye, Kurt. I love it that he's gone. I don't know, this whole PR campaign made me made my skin crawl. But anyway, that's just me.
Yeah, I think they've done well so far, and of course, the draft is vital this year. They've never drafted a quarterback in the top 10 in their franchise history.
No, that is amazing. I was thinking about that. How long it had been since. Was Ponder the highest one ever? Ponder 12?
Dante was 11.
Dante was 11, that's right.
Ponder was 12. I think they might have had another 11 way back in the day. I can't remember who it
Dante
was.
Dante was a great reach for Denny, too, because Denny just, I can't let this guy go. He's too good an athlete. And too good a, but and Denny, in a lot of ways, that changed the profile of quarterbacks getting Culpepper, a guy who's more of an athlete than a passer,
Yes.
I mean, he was a very accurate passer, but he was your reason you wanted him was because he weighed 250 pounds and had defensive backs running in terror when he broke out of the pocket. So, and he kind of, to some degree, started the whole quarterback as an athlete phenomenon, that we have now,
And his 2004 season, the year, the year before he got hurt, they were only 8-8. They did go to the playoffs. They beat the Packers that year at Lambeau. That was the moon over Lambeau game. But you look at his stats that year, it's just, he was just unstoppable. He had like 4,700 yards passing, like 39 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, ran for a bunch of yards.
Yeah, he didn't fumble that year either. He didn't, We were worried about his small hands.
He had the small hands right there.
Yeah, if I hear about it, he got small hands.
It's an all-time storyline.
Yeah. But you look back, and he's derided by a lot of Viking fans. And, he was, the other thing is they let Randy go too, so he didn't have him in 2000, or did he have him in 2000?
He had him in 2004. That was Randy's last
year.
Right.
They Moore
traded him after
Miami.
That. That was his last year. They traded him after that. But he's, and that shows how far things have gone with quarterback too. Because I remember when they drafted him, and it was, I was a lot younger then. I was like, well, what are they doing drafting the quarterback? They've already got Randall Cunningham. They've got Jeff George backing him up. Yeah, why would you draft a quarterback? Like, this is what obviously everybody does now, even though you already have a guy who can start. You're planning for the future, and that's kind of what they were doing at that point.
Yeah, and there wasn't the great financial benefit of having a new quarterback then. I mean, that's the goofiest thing that's ever happened in sports is, okay, I can get this great quarterback for virtually nothing for 4 years, right, and then I got to pay him half of what my franchise is worth if he's any good. What happened? I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't get it.
And a middling to bad replacement level quarterback was going to cost you more than a good running back now, too. It's just
game. That's what I said. The other day, there ought to be a class action lawsuit for running backs when Aaron Jones gets $7 million and Sam Darnold gets $10 million.
That's amazing.
You should go to court. You should go to federal court and file a lawsuit. They should have their own union. The running backs should break away from the NFLPA.
Royal Credit Union's smart checking accounts offer no monthly fees and no minimum balance. Enjoy financial freedom when you open your Royal Credit Union smart checking account online at rcu.org/gochecking. Insured by NCUA.
Let's hit on a couple things quick at the end. We got Ant carrying the Wolves the other day. They're playing Utah again now. He's stepped up without Cat. They didn't have Gobert the other day. The Wild, I'm just not that interested in right now. They got their season just kind of coming to a merciful end here. And you got a bunch of teams. The Gophers are interesting in hockey, but yeah, I think this NFL free agency has just captivated me with the Vikings being where they are.
How about the Wolves, though? They wait 2 days to play you. Why don't they play the back to back against Utah? Why don't they play Utah on Sunday and then, because they play tonight in Utah and they play Denver here tomorrow?
That's right. That's right.
Is a big game.
What's that?
I know that they have the tournament at Target Center, right? The boys basketball tournament. So they probably gave them those dates, right?
Yes.
But I don't even know if they're out in Utah. Yeah. Why didn't they play Sunday? You know, I don't know. I don't get it. But the benefit of playing Utah is. You know, Rudy's taking some time off. I don't know if he's feeling bad about being, his big, the $100,000 fine or whatever it is. But, they had to break out Luka for 9 or 10 minutes the other night. So they're a little down on manpower, but Anthony's having a good time just kind of carrying them. And
all the shots he wants.
They should win tonight, but then they got to come back and play Denver on Tuesday.
Back to back, yeah, doesn't seem fair.
That league's got more back to backs than ever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
They
give them longer stretches of no games, but more back to back doesn't. I don't know. I think I'd rather have the days off and spread out a little bit more.
You're a time zone west of here. I think Utah. Yeah. They're mountain, right?
Yeah.
Mountain, but that's stupid. You fly them in at 4 a.m. You get in at 4 or 5 a.m. and then you got to get up and play the next day against the best team in the league. I think that's stupid, but I don't know. They do what they want to do. So
they do what they want to do.
Denver got he got beat by who's gotten fat again? Doncic. He's playing great, but remember last year he was cut and he was in good shape. He got himself chubby again. He's a tub out there running around carrying. He's got the ball in his hand 80% of the time, and he's scoring 30 points a game. But he got chubby again. I was kind of disappointed. I kind of like the cut Doncic instead of the fat Doncic. But you get him and Jokic out both out of there, man. You got hope for the bigger wide body people in America right there when you see those two guys play.
Do you see how Denver lost on Kyrie's running one-handed left-handed hook shot?
He's
like a 17 footer. It was amazing.
Yeah, right. It's weird. So anyway, they're third right now, right? But them and Oklahoma City and Denver are basically all tied.
Up,
The big thing is stay ahead of the Clippers,
who keep losing. They lost to the Hawks, so they're kind of fading right now.
I don't want to play the Pelicans in the first round. I want somebody else. I think the Pelicans are good.
Yeah,
So
they have a hard time matching up with them.
As long as Williamson's playing, they're gonna. I want to. You know, you got to finish at least third, so you get. Yeah. You know, you don't have to play them. So
I agree.
Anyway.
All right,
that's
sir.
Well, theory. And we got the Gopher. We got the college hockey coming to a. You know, the Gophers got beat, but they're going to be in the tournament. So figure that out later. And the women's hockey team four overtimes.
Unbelievable.
They were down this year. They were not the powerhouse that they have been. And Ohio State and Wisconsin clearly better than them this year. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Give me last minute rants, Patrick, before we go.
No, I want to congratulate. I did a thing on Augsburg Wrestling this week, and I featured Tyler Kim, and Tyler won the heavyweight championship. He's a great kid, and Augsburg won the title, and it was very close with Wartburg and Lacrosse down there at Lacrosse, and they went into the wrestle placement matches, they called. They were in a little bit of trouble, but they won their 15th national championship, equaling Wartburg's 15 national championships. And the last 28 NCAA tournaments, either Wartburg or Augsburg has won it. So
that's amazing. Those two teams, I've done a few things on them over the years.
Baby.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great rivalry. It's a, you know, that's such a classic like Division III rivalry between two powerhouses. I like to see that they're both still up there because I feel like those
and
things
I,
fade
and I
and
bring
they
it
end.
Up because the wrestlers, amateur wrestlers, are my most respected athletes. Because I always say it's the no fun sport. It's no fun getting ready. It's no fun wrestling a guy. And you get those 3 minutes of joy after you win. And then you got to say, okay, how much do I weigh? Do I have to lose 5 pounds? You know, now the heavyweight doesn't, but everybody else, you know, your life is misery when you're a wrestler. But they help each other and they go after it. And it's I'd go to battle with wrestlers anytime. So
agree that some of the best stuff I've ever covered was Gopher Wrestling. That's some Augsburg stuff. It is a blast because those guys want it so bad. The emotion in wrestling unmatched.
And you had Jay Robinson too.
Yes,
who would,
love Jay.
Give you a good, who would give you a good quote, even if you knew how much trouble it was going to get him into, he'd give you a good quote.
Yes.
All right.
All right, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
See ya. Goodbye.